is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
And I know Brendan Schaefer plays this for me, knowing that this is the song they play right before kickoff at Faurot Field.
I told you, it's the Randy Mullman playlist today. I'm getting all the songs I hear at the at Faurot Field. I'm ready for Mizzou football to start up, man.
Yes. You're in the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com, McBride and Hum and Son Home Studios. I'm Randy Mullman, Brendan Schaefer, Brian Hoffman here, and it's time to talk about the big fight, Brian Hoffman. You teased it last break.
It's the battle on Broadway.
The battle on Broadway tonight. Timber Fake versus Ryan Kelly. Are you guys, first of all, Brian, are you going tonight?
I am not.
You will not be there.
I cannot make it. However, Brendan Schaefer is.
I'm going to go. I'm going to be the press box representative. You know, Frank's down in Florida. Brian's got stuff going on. I want to. Yeah, I know you said you're working later. I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to take the bullet. I think it's going to be a good time. But I don't know. I've heard so much about these boxing events that I know the show and the station has been involved in the past, and I just want to see it for myself. It sounds too crazy to believe it's real, but I'm a little bit excited to see what goes on there tonight.
I can tell you right now, if I wasn't working tonight, I didn't have anything else to do. I would have planned to try to make it down there, because I'm like you. I wanted to see the craziness. I was looking forward to seeing the craziness.
And while Hollywood Casino probably doesn't have a line on this fight, I'm hoping that there's some degenerate down there who, before the fight begins, will be, kind of under the table,
milkshakes?
Offering some milkshakes.
There you go.
And I may have to get involved in that. So,
so either of you have a favorite tonight, or you think? I mean, are we thinking this is going to be a good fight? It'll go multiple rounds, or are we thinking someone's going to knock the other one out?
It's got to be Ryan Kelly, right? And he's like 20 pounds heavier than the guy. He's been working out like a fiend. I don't know. I don't see any way that Ryan Kelly loses. But like I was saying during the break, I haven't seen any of these matches. I haven't seen when what's his face, Chris. Apparently, I can't call him Timber Fake. I'm over that, man. I'm so over it. When Chris fought. Producer Joe, I don't know anything about that, but I know that he won, and so that kind of lends some doubt to the situation, more so than I initially would have had.
Were you at the Timber Fake Producer Joe fight?
No,
there,
I missed
Brian?
That one.
You missed that
actually,
one too.
Have you ever seen any of the? Have they done more than just that one?
No, there's
in
been.
The past?
It was. I'm not sure if you remember him, but his name was Evan Makovsky. He was known as EMAC.
I remember.
I know.
I kind of remember him.
Joe and
I've read
him
about him.
Boxed. That's funny.
Yeah.
they boxed, I think, 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
And Producer Joe won that one.
Oh.
So this is their third boxing match.
Huh.
Yes.
So does that mean if
this is the
Ryan...
first one not at a strip club, I believe.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. If Ryan Kelly wins, then
classing
does that mean he's like the incumbent now?
Oh, yeah,
and he's
he
got to fight again?
Yeah, he might have to.
Okay.
He'd be willing to. Ryan, to my knowledge, what I've noticed at least, is that he usually doesn't do things just once.
No, he's
like
for
Mount
it.
Rainier, he does that every year.
Yeah.
He does all these competitions every year. I'd imagine he has a huge competitive edge to him.
Right.
That if he won, I wouldn't be surprised. If
he's like taking on all comers. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm excited. It'll be fun.
I think it'll be crazy. And that to me sounds like fun. I could use a little crazy sometimes.
You know, though, my only factor of being a little bit sad about what's going to go on tonight is that I'll be at the South Broadway Athletic Club and I won't be able to listen, I guess, to the broadcast of Iggy and Larry Nichols.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like I'm going to be missing part of the action.
I'm hoping that the lady and I go out to dinner somewhere, go to a bar, hang out for a bit, and then maybe drive him back.
You flip it on.
Because the main action is scheduled, I believe, to start at 10.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be later.
There are amateur matches that start at about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Doors open, I think, at 7 at the South Broadway Athletic Club. By the way, DB's will be hosting the post-match party.
Yeah, that sounds fun, too.
That's going to be crazy, too.
And they have a shuttle.
I've been at DB's
well.
Late
so
at night.
You can park
without...
at DB's, then they'll take you there, and then you can drink as much as you want. It's a cash bar at the South Athletic Club, but the South Broadway Athletic Club. But, yeah, I am hoping to listen to some of it because I feel like that those two will just do a fantastic job.
I'm going to bring my headphones.
Painting a picture of words.
Flip on the app a little bit even during it just to kind of see what. If I can remember, I'm going to pop that in during the fight and see what those guys See what those guys are made of. They're broadcast chops live and on the air.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but I am going to assume that at least for the analyst and Larry Nickel, that there might be a heavy Ryan Kelly bias.
Oh, see, I don't know if I can stand that in my broadcast. Bias toward one of the fighters? How's that?
Heavy bias towards Ryan Kelly.
Is he in Lawrence. His corner, basically, Larry Nickel?
But I think he's already predicted a first-round knockout.
Oh, yes, my. He did. And I heard it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Ryan Kelly was talking about maybe, I would be surprised then, based on what Ryan Kelly said yesterday, if there was a first-round knockout, because he was talking about how he just wants to keep within himself in the first round and just kind of, he didn't say these words, but it just sounded like he wants to make sure he gets through it.
Yeah.
And then gets to, you know, the more technical aspects of what he's been working on in the second round. And then in the third round, he said, is when he can kind of let it all loose.
So it is a three-round fight, right?
Is that correct?
Three rounds at tops?
Yeah, three-round fight.
Yeah.
Ryan, I think, is under the impression that he might knock out Timber Fake in the third round. Not knock him out, but at least
he's going to finish him then. They're going to get through the first. He wants a good, clean fight in the first. He's going to really kind of settle into his zone in the second. And in the third is when he's going after.
Because what's interesting is Tim has always believed that when the Prado Timber Fake fight, that if that fight had gone for a fourth round, that producer Joe wins. I think he felt that Timber Fake kind of lost some stamina late in that fight, but however, he dominated the first two rounds so much that was enough to get him to win.
So it was fight. It was a decision then. Yes, it wasn't a knockout.
And they have, this isn't like a joke. They have like actual judges.
That's what's my next
that are
question.
Be there. These are they outsource the judges. These are actual boxing,
real boxing.
There's
judges.
Be doctors there. So right. I know that this is kind of portrayed as something of a joke, but for the actual things that need to be taken seriously, this is being taken very seriously.
So a real referee.
Real referee, real doctors, real judges there. So
I'm kind of excited, really.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think it should make for a very entertaining Monday. Because by the way, the morning show is also going to be at Jupiter, Florida, Monday morning. So there's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about.
There is.
A lot of people to talk to. That Plowsy's question of the day, I believe.
Yeah, and I'll be here pressing buttons next week.
Very
so that'll be fun.
I'll be reading emails.
Yeah.
Man, wouldn't it be nice to go to Jupiter?
Yeah, nice. I was in Tarpon Springs last week.
Yeah.
The other side of the state. Beautiful down there. But here I am back in Missouri for the real stuff. For
you brought
training.
Some 70-degree weather
I know,
back with
got,
you, though. Good
we've
for
got
you.
The weather. I did my part. That's good what I did. Yeah.
By the
That's
way, this is our Victory Lap. I want to mention that.
Yeah.
We sponsored in this last segment. The Victory Lap brought to you by Victory Men's Health. And I also want to add that if you're looking for a home and you're tired of having to fill a new home and renovate an old home, rather. Because old homes are terrible. You got to put in furniture and you got to fix stuff because old styles are awful. People back then had terrible styles.
Really sell it. Tell me how you really feel.
Go to McBrideHomes.com. They have new homes for you. You can purchase that. You can no more to-dos, no more renovating. That's the way to go. McBrideHomes.com.
Brendan Schaefer, what do we have coming up next here?
Well, next we've got more of the classic audio from the morning grind in the Martin Kilcoyne days. Him and Charlie Marlowe, of course, starting their new show,
Monday.
Debuting Monday from 12 to 3 right here on 590 The Fan. And so you're going to get some more of a look back. It's been interesting this week to be able to hear some of those old segments. And so for the next 2 hours, that's what you'll have for your listening pleasure right here on 590 The Fan.
Brendan, Brian, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
There's no way that I was going to be able to do another 2 hours all by myself, so I appreciate it.
The Warrior today, 4 hours.
Four
of radio.
Hours. I was the bread.
590 the moment.
I was the bread around the TMA sandwich today.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, this has been the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Our thanks to Lou Korak, who joined us, as well as Frank Cusimano, who called in from Jupiter. He'll be back here on Monday live in studio on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM. And InsideSTL.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.